The more I read and pray with Scripture, the more homilies I prepare, the more it is impressed upon me how the Gospels don't just tell the stories of people 2,000 years ago. They tell our story. And it's because Scripture is the living Word of God, continually revealing Himself to us, communicating to us. And so what's today's story? Well, it begins with Jesus going into the region of the Decapolis, which is simply an area in modern-day Israel composed back then of 10 pagan cities. We get that from the Greek, Decapolis, deca meaning 10, and polis meaning city. So 10 cities, it was a region. Because these were pagan cities, most of the inhabitants were unbelievers, non-believers. The atmosphere of unbelief kind of describes our culture here in the West, too. This pagan territory was also the area where Jesus performed the miracle of feeding 4,000 people. Not to be confused with the other miracle, the feeding of 5,000. That was in Jewish territory. He did a similar miracle in this same region. Regardless of where he was, Jesus did not hesitate to proclaim the gospel. He didn't wait until things reached a certain level of perfection. Actually, just the opposite. He proclaimed the gospel in season and out of season, in friendly lands and hostile. And so regardless of the atmosphere or the attitude of society, Jesus makes himself present to us. That is exactly what he did in today's passage. The people brought to him the deaf man who couldn't speak, or at least he had a speech impediment, we're told. In the modern world, people who are deaf or mute are still able to communicate, at least to a certain degree, based on the development of various helps and aids. But sign language hadn't been invented at the time of Jesus. And so this man, unable to hear, unable to speak, would have been an outcast of society. He would not have fit in. Some of our deafness comes from never having received proper catechesis or never hearing the truth really proclaimed. Some of it's our own fault, though. Once in a while, there's outright rejection of the Word of God. But most of the time, it comes from selective hearing, selective resistance or pushback. How many of you middle schoolers or high schoolers have heard your parents say, "You're not listening"? My mom would often tell me or my siblings, "You're not listening to me," or "You're only hearing half of what I'm saying." Now, I would want to roll my eyes, but I knew better because then I would get even in more trouble. But, you know, that's an analogy of our deafness. We don't fully hear what God has to say sometimes. We tune out when we are confronted with less than appealing parts of our faith. The man in the gospel was not only deaf, he had that speech impediment. And that makes sense because those who have never heard have a difficult time speaking well. Speaking follows after hearing. And if one can't hear, one doesn't have much to add to the conversation anyways. This can be true of us and our faith. Lukewarm faith leads to silence, even when it perpetuates evil. Fear is another cause for speech impediment. Fear of how I might come across, how I might be interpreted. We are so terrified of what people might say or think that we'd rather just say nothing at all. The martyrs went to their death and did so knowingly by professing their faith. And we're afraid of merely raising some eyebrows. Regardless of our past, though, how deaf or silent we may have been, Jesus is more than willing to take us aside and provide us with the fullness of human life that comes from hearing and the ability to speak. It's important for us to recall exactly how Jesus healed this person in the gospel. St. Mark tells us that Jesus took him off by himself, away from the crowd. He wasn't interested in making a spectacle of this man. He could have walked past, waved his hand, and kept on going. He took the time to pull him away from the crowd and walk with him. Same is true for you and me. He heals us for our own sake. And that's because he loves us personally. Jesus is never content in simply fixing our problems. God could employ anyone with the power to work a miracle. He doesn't have to do that himself. He could work through other people, and he does. But no one, no other person besides God himself can provide the fullness of life which we crave. His miracles are always a way of drawing the person closer to himself so that we can receive the fullness of truth which provides the fullness of life, moving us from mere existence, going through the motions, to actually living. Jesus is always at work, revealing our story in front of us. And he wants us to be able to speak about it. And so we're left needing to ask ourselves, are we willing to depart from the crowd so that I may encounter Christ? At this time, let us stand and profess our faith.